ready to connect with the other side?
I want people to know nobody passes alone.
Try to explain the unexplained.
You're lying on your back and you've got this entity on top of you.
Or just get a little bit spooky before Halloween. Get your ghoul on. It's Pete, Matt, and Kimber's Ghost Week.
I'm afraid of no ghosts.
John Edward.
We are doing Ghost Week, and I mean, okay, far out. I don't even know where to start when it comes to talking to you about this. I mean, I love your Twitter bio. It says, you know, that guy. Yes, I'm that guy. TV psychic from crossing over 3 decades of reading, teaching, and healing, and more at johnedward.net.
So I have to, you just reminded me, I have to go actually like change that because it's now 4 decades.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you so much for giving us your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I can't believe it's been almost 2 years since I've been there.
Let me kick this off by saying, you know, bring it back to myself, which I don't normally do, John. I grew up in a household that celebrated sort of Northern English spiritual church. I was always around people who said they could see things. I'm certainly, I think, someone who's science-based, but I want my eyes open to the possibilities of everything. And yet, there are people whom I respect who will tell me that it's all bunkum, it's all crap, and people who claim to see things are actually con men who are trying to, you know, make money and exploit people who are grieving. Now, I know you've copped that before, but that is still sure. the conundrum that I find myself, my internal dialogue, when it comes to things of a spiritual nature.
I think what's important is to just hit it head on and say that those are the two options for somebody who legitimately does this work. We're either that, right?
Yep.
Or we're delusional.
Yep.
That's the other one. That's mm-hmm. Those are the only two options that someone who's cynical has as a definition. So you're either delusional or you're this really heinous person. That's why 20 years ago, I participated in the University of Arizona studies, where there was like a number of double-blind testing that they did to explore the phenomena. And I was out there for 4 separate times. I am a science-based person. My background comes out of healthcare. That's what my degree's in. I worked in both the clinical setting of healthcare as well as the administrative setting. So I actually have a surgical approach to when I read. So I kind of look at things in that way.
Yeah.
So when I was asked to be part of a documentary on HBO called Life After Life, I had this like moment of like, well, yeah, they're going to like have a Harvard and Yale trained scientist study this. Like, how do we not do this? And it was a really exciting thing to do because it forced me to push the boundaries of the subject matter of energy. But I think that, you know, there's always going to be that. So there's 20% of the population that I always say believe nothing. That scares me. And then there's 20% of the population that believe in everything. That scares me more.
Yes.
So I'm honest. Like I lean more towards the skeptical mindset. And I think one of the greatest compliments I was given was at an event, and it made me laugh literally. She stood up. I said, "You have a question?" And she goes, "Yeah, more of a statement." And I went, "Okay." She goes, "After listening to you speak today and listening to you like address the questions and do your reading," she goes, "You kind of err more like on the skeptical side of the community rather than the metaphysical psychic side."
Mm.
And I laughed and I went, "Thank you." Because I do. I legitimately do. I like to push the boundaries and I like information. And I think it's, listen, all you need to do is like, I join TikTok and I like look at somebody's psychics on TikTok and I just shake my head. I literally shake my, you might as well be on there with a magic eight ball. And I'm not even joking. Like some of the stuff that I see. So I think you need that. You need that type of skepticism.
Sure.
I've always seen you in a setting where you've been in a room with a group of people. So for me, you know, I've grown up with this perception that being able to talk to or communicate with people from the other side is like a spatial thing. You've got to be close to the other people they're connected to in the room. Mm-hmm. You being all the way where you are versus where we are here right now, would you be able to open up that pathway from where you are to the three of us right now? Yes?
Oh, yeah.
Are you getting anything from any of us?
No, not at the moment, but okay. I can.
I mean, it'd be interesting because my mum passed at the beginning of this year.
You see, like that's one of the things I tell people. It's like whenever you go for a reading, you don't want to give information to the person. So that being said, was that Matt that said about mom?
It was, buddy. Yeah. Sorry if I stuffed everything up.
that's okay. So I got dad coming through. There's a father who's passed. Who's got the father there that's passed?
As in this room?
Oh, I have.
Matt. Yeah, in your room. I've got dad coming through and he's telling me to talk about this month as being important. Is October important for one of you?
Not that I can remember in terms of my father's life or our life. No, no.
Who had the lung cancer?
My dad.
That's Matt, who it is.
This is Matt. Yeah.
Okay. So Matt, your dad's here.
Hi,
he's talking about lung cancer and he's telling me 10. So 10 to me would be the 10th month, October.
Yep.
Or the 10th of a month. So there's got to be some type of significance to that. And then is he gone for a while?
Yeah, he has. Yeah.
Because he's showing me my mom. My mom's gone for a while. So he's making me feel like I'm supposed to acknowledge that he didn't see a good portion of what's happened around you. And Matt, do you go by a different name now?
No, I don't.
He's telling me to say there's been a name change. That somebody changed the name. There's a change of names. So I don't know if it's like somebody changed their name back, somebody got divorced and changed their name, or if there's a change of a family name somewhere.
One of the cousins did, but not myself or my brother. No.
Okay. He's just acknowledging the name change. And then somebody worked in food, right, Matt?
That doesn't ring a bell big time for me.
It doesn't matter if it rings a bell. It matters if it's factual. So if it happened, it happened, right?
So we're not a family that ran food or anything like that.
Yeah, you are. Somebody either delivered it, sold it. There's at one point, somebody worked in the food industry. Even if you had a job early on, your dad's bringing the food. He's bringing the food thing up.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
And James is who? Matt, who's James?
James would be my grandfather on my mother's side.
Okay. Your dad had the lung cancer, right?
He did, yes. Yeah.
And did you almost drown?
No, but my brother did have a moment like that, yes.
Your dad's telling me to bring up the story of an almost drowning that took place.
Okay. You know, I was too young to remember if I was there at
all. But you know the story,
I
correct?
I do know a story, yes, absolutely.
And did your mom pass either around someone's birthday or someone else's family anniversary?
No, she didn't, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, she did.
Well, she definitely didn't pass at any birthday or in the same
Your month. Mom passed within your mom passed within like a few days of either someone's birthday in your family or within someone's actual anniversary.
Actually, no, you're right. It was I think it was her own father's birthday. It was very close to.
Yeah, because I know these symbols.
I want to give you the right info too, you know. Yes, but yes, now I think about it, because of course this is her father. He was a January baby and my mum passed away in January of this year.
And I don't know if you did not get a chance to see her or you weren't able to communicate with her in the way that you would have liked, but I'm supposed to acknowledge that she's aware of that and has met up with Dad and Bill. Who's Bill?
Okay. There's a guy called Bill who was a good friend.
Yeah, she met up with Bill. And then did you guys lose a dog?
Oh, we have lost dogs over time. But I'm just still processing the fact that I didn't get the chance to say goodbye to her, which is true.
So two things. One, I want people to know that especially in a COVID world, nobody passes alone. So if somebody wasn't able to be there at bedside when somebody transitions, know that in the same way that people greet us in this world, when we're having a baby and they're coming in, I need you to know that there's always loved ones and friends. And now I don't just know this from doing readings. I know this from working in a hospital and being bedside and feeling the people standing around the head of the bed going, what the hell is this? And then that patient would pass. So over a period of time, every time I felt that would happen. So specifically during a COVID world, if you couldn't be there with someone or if you couldn't get there for whatever the reason is, lockdown, shutdowns, you know, healthcare reasons, I need you to know that it's okay. Nobody ever passes alone. So that's one thing I want to alleviate. Okay. Two, I feel like your mom's got her memories back. So I don't know if she wasn't of clear mind, but I feel like sharp as attack, like I got my memories back. So whenever they gave me a sharp as attack feeling, it usually means that somebody wasn't of clear mind before they left. So whether that be something because they were on medication or they had Alzheimer's or dementia, whatever that might be, I feel like we got to bring that up. Mate, thank you for having me.
No,
John.
Thank you.